The bullying he endured at school weighed heavily on Maverick's spirit, a relentless onslaught of cruelty that seemed to follow him wherever he went. For years, he suffered in silence, enduring taunts and jeers, each barb cutting deeper than the last. But one day, he reached his breaking point. Enough was enough. As he stood in the schoolyard, surrounded by a sea of mocking faces, something inside me snapped. With a newfound resolve burning in my chest, I refused to be a victim any longer. I decked the first that opened their mouth. Gathering every ounce of courage I possessed, I squared my shoulders and faced my tormentors head on. With a voice quivering with emotion, I spoke out against the injustice that had plagued me for far too long. In that moment of defiance, I reclaimed my power, refusing to allow the bullies to dictate my worth anymore. And as my words echoed through the schoolyard, I felt a sense of the liberation wash over me, a weight lifting from my shoulders with each syllable spoken. Though the road ahead would be fraught with challenges, I knew that he had taken the first step towards reclaiming my dignity and self-respect. From that day forward, I vowed to never again allow fear to silence my voice or diminish my spirit. "You see, Maverick seems a girlfriend?" Karen, crushed when he was 5. They got bullied after a year. Maverick had enough, put 2 kids in hospital. Their parents could not see their faces. The bandages, the hard road surfaces can do a lot of damage to skin. After that, Maverick for 10 long years, lots different schools took the crap till, as I told you. But it was then I finally mustered the courage to speak, to peel back the layers of secrecy and shame that shielded me from the world, that the full extent of my suffering was laid bare 5 months later. The words spilled from my lips like a torrential downpour, each syllable heavy with the weight of my anguish. I recounted the countless nights spent cowering in fear, the sting of my brother's fist against my flesh, the bruises blossoming like grotesque flowers in the wake of his wrath. I described the ache of my bones as they bore the brunt of my brother's rage, the searing pain of his blows leaving me gasping for breath and crying out in silent agony. And as Maverick listened, his expression a mixture of horror and disbelief, I felt a sense of the liberation wash over me. As I revealed the darkest corners of my past to Maverick, it felt as though I was shedding the heavy cloak of silence that had bound me for so long. With each word spoken, a burden lifted from my shoulders, replaced by a glimmer of hope that perhaps, in sharing my story, I could find the healing and redemption I so desperately sought. Maverick's reaction to my bruises was one of disbelief and sorrow. It was evident in the way his,